Hey there, this is Fish and Frank, and with the sound of that music, you're either really annoyed by now or just really happy that it's another Radio Fishing! Yay! Okay, and we've got a special edition here today. We've got Captain Kale, and we got Captain Morris Campbell with us. So, say good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Okay, we're getting everybody here. All right, let's just do a rundown on what are you guys' best bet for today? Gail, you want to start out?
Fish in the upper harbor today. I think we've got to find some moving water today. The tides are just this side of horrible today, so we're going to be fishing probably Mayaka Cutoff, Rock Creek, Trout Creek, someplace where we can get some decent water flow moving.
Yeah, I'd say the cutoff's going to be a really good bet because you got big water both ends of it, and that water just tries to push through there, and it's backed up with that little narrow. So, yeah, I'm going to agree with you on the cutoff. I think that's going to be good.
Even with how shallow it is, you still get good water flow through there just with the wind pushing the water.
So,
and we'll have plenty of that today.
What's your best bet?
Yeah, I'm going to be fishing more out toward the Gulf, closer to the Boca Grande Pass. And you know, where we're going to concentrate today, we're going to be concentrated at the mouths of creeks and canals up in that area. I would say look more toward the Boca Grande Bayou, you know, Widens Creek area. Something to consider is, you know, there's a lot of commercial mullet activity right now. And if you can kind of stay away from the areas that they're working right now, they tend to work the area pretty thorough, so the fish move around and they get kind of busted up. So
watch out for the net boats.
Yeah. If you can choose an area where they're not at, you'll probably find fish a lot more cooperative right now.
Yeah, well, if somebody's throwing nets at you and, you know, trying to, you know, capture and kill you, you can get a little spooky.
There you go.
It's just, I don't think that mullet's any different than us. If we had aliens running around with nets trying to entangle us, I think we'd be a little more spooky while they're here.
That's right. We still have plenty of white bait over in the Placida Harbor and at the end of Charlotte Harbor by Boca Grande, and we did well with it yesterday in the afternoon. In the morning, though, the water's still coolish, so I'm taking shrimp with me this morning to use in the morning, and then we'll probably switch over and use white bait in the afternoon.
We were talking about that earlier this morning, that morning bite is all about the shrimp. Now, once that sun hits the water, and just like us, we're getting up in the morning, we're coming around, we're just not quite ready to run. But by the time the sun bakes up on you a little bit, you get in the mood for it, and you're ready to go and get it.
There you go. You want a bowl of cereal or a couple of eggs for breakfast, but, you know, a big steak's better for
Later. Yeah, steak is better for later. Something little this morning. Wait until your body functions are up.
Hey, they don't get their morning coffee at Mountain Dew like we do.
Oh, God. I don't know. Whoever the guy was that first ground up those first beans and put them in a cup with some water, whoever he is, you know, I hope you're in a very special place in heaven. that to me, that guy was the greatest guy in the, ever existed. Number one invention of all time. So anyway, Kale, you've got a bucket of shrimp out there as well.
Yep, absolutely. We're probably going to stick with the shrimp. Not a whole lot of weight bait up here at this end of the harbor.
Now, there's been sporadic schools up here. Just to let you know, over the last few days, I'm hearing some sporadic schools from Marker 2 over to Fishville, but a little more over by Port Charlotte Beach, believe it or not, over in that grass flat on the main channel coming in on the west side of it. There's been a little bit of
always a lot of bait over there. You've got five canals that empty out into there, so that water's going to be a little bit warmer than everywhere else.
And so you do stand a chance, but I think Kale's on the right track with not relying on the white bait and not even counting on it, because unless that sun comes out good today, it's just not going to happen with the white bait. You'll throw them out there and they'll be swimming around all day.
And even up here on this end of the harbor, even if the sun does come out, you've got a real good chance of it not working. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not used to seeing it. It hasn't been around for a month and a half now. So it's not something that they're keen on.
But now, if you really want to just go out and take a little fishy for a swim, put him on a leash and let him swim around for the day, it's all good. You know, every fish deserves a swim.
But my plan is to put shrimp on and take a big fishy for a walk.
The aliens are coming, or it's Morris's phone.
There we go.
It doesn't bother me more. Let the phone run.
They know it's live, don't they?
Yeah. Well, it's radio fishing. They're not actually thinking something good is going to happen here. So, but two different ends. And now, just so you guys know, Morris's boat is docked out by Boca Grande. And he's leaving from Gaspereau Island. Cale is leaving from the Peace River. And the smart thing both these guys are doing is working close to the house. Instead of running all over, the fishing is just as good right outside your back door. But we don't buy 200 horsepower motors to fish next to our back door. We buy 200 horse motors so that Cale can run to Gaspereau Island and Morris can run from Gaspereau Island up to the river. You know, that's why we have 200 horsepower motors.
It's like the redfish tournaments. All these guys run up to Tampa. All the Tampa guys run down here.
Yeah, it works exactly. And so this is a good example. And I know they're sitting here, and I shouldn't say this in front of them, but two very smart captains who are working their local waters, taking advantage of the fish they have, and not trying to waste all day running around. Get on that boat and go fishing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, see, I got one right. You know, but I was complimenting them again, then I know they were going to agree with me on it. But okay, what's the species? You're going to be going the
Redfish,
Peace River.
Trout.
My kind of redfish, yeah, and trout.
Snapper. Maybe we'll luck into some flounder, some jacks.
And Morris?
We caught redfish, snook, trout, jacks, and mangrove snapper yesterday.
So 30 miles apart, looking for the same fish,
same
baits, same opinion on, okay, maybe white bait, maybe not, but let's take our shrimp, make sure we catch fish today.
Never leave home without it.
All right. What is the lure each one of you guys are taking today? You both got lures you're going to do as a fallback.
I will probably have at least one Zaraspook and one 17MR tied up.
Okay.
Just in case.
Morris?
I'm liking that new plastic shrimp that you guys have in the shop here.
Oh, that Savage shrimp?
The Savage shrimp in the small and the medium size. We've caught a lot of fish on that lately. We caught some really good snook around the docks and things like that in the canals. Those are working really good, especially in this cooler water.
So you going to give one a shot today, Cale?
I may just throw one in the pocket and see.
I've heard a lot of things. Well, there's your advice, guys. You got the Zaraspook. If the sun clouds over and it gets a little cloudy, you can throw the Spook. Or if you got people fishing and not catching fish, try a little sound chumming. Zaraspook will bring fish up. Even when they won't hit it, they will come to see what it's doing. They will come
Absolutely.
To that noise, check it out. They're very curious. And so even if you're fishing shrimp and you're not hitting anything, throw a Zaraspook for a while. See if you can't entice a bite.
Yep.
And then
it's no different than using a popping cork in a shrimp.
That's right.
Yeah. Only you've got the popping cork, your client has the shrimp.
So, and you got the 17MR, the twitch bait.
Yep.
That's going to go, and that should stay number one. Hopefully, Rattle Trap's going to come out with one that's just about as good.
I'm really looking forward to that lure. I really, really am. Rattle Trap has always been one of my favorite lures for the deeper water, and coming out with a shallow water wrap is just... It's one of those things you step back and say, why didn't you idiots do this 15 years ago?
Because we weren't there to help them with it.
You know?
Now we're there to help them. But this first generation lure is going to be pretty good. But I think their second gen, when they move the eye, is going to be just unbelievable. But Morris has got the Savage shrimp, and it's a weedless rig shrimp. And that thing's been actually, they're selling well.
You know, it's really the only artificial shrimp that actually looks like a shrimp. I mean, it. You know, the DOAs, I like the DOA shrimps and caught a lot of fish on the DOA shrimps, but they still leave you wanting a little more. This thing, I mean, the first time I
Isn't
tried it
out. Isn't it funny how we're so protective of Mark?
Mark
has got to be, he's just one of the nicest guys in the world, because we all go, okay, yeah, this is a nice shrimp, but boy, I really do catch a lot of fish with that DOA. Mark Nichols, really, you'll meet him here March 15th at the tent sale. Mark Nichols is booked in, along with Gary Lewis and some other people, but Mark will be here, and you'll see why we're all so protective of him, and we want people to throw his lures.
Now, are you fishing those dry, or are you sending them up?
You know, the first time I tried them, I dropped the small one dry by the dock there in Boca Grande, and caught probably a 15-inch mangrove snapper on it, just plastered it like it was.
I don't want to hear this.
So
I don't want to hear this.
I just thought that was pretty, because the dock snapper, very smart.
I mean, you don't catch snappers on lures. I don't want to hear this. Kale and I, he's been busting my chops, telling you don't catch. There's only one, maybe two lures in the world that'll catch mangrove snappers, and now you've got another one.
Now, lately, I have been putting a little bit of the shrimp Procure in the segments by the tail, and when you look at this lure in the store or pick one up, they have these segments in the tail, and you can just put the tiniest little bit of Procure in that, and that way you don't change the color of the shrimp, because Procure's red, but it sticks real well, and a little dab will do you.
Tiny bit of it, because that stuff doesn't come off.
And it works, because the fish will come up and sniff that thing, and if it smells good, a lot of times they'll eat it.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, and that's a really good trick, Kale. We put Procure on our baits all the time. So.
Yeah, like I said, that we've discussed in one of our seminars, I'll put it on shrimp. I'll stick it right up inside their heads and fill their little heads up with it. You know, especially fishing upriver in that murky water, the more scent I can put out there, the better.
Okay, so we're in agreement. We're going to say probably the hottest new lure going right now at this moment would be the Savage Gear Shrimp, and smaller sizes.
It's a toss-up between that Savage Gear Shrimp and that Storm.
Well, the Storm, I'm sorry, I misspoke. But for this morning, we're going to call Savage Gear the hot one. There's nothing beats that stupid Storm lure right now. I don't know why.
Now, Kale, what color in the Storm are you using?
The white.
Yeah, the white one. Now, see, we used all of those and over toward the Gulf side. Near Boca Grande, we did really well on the black and gold with the orange belly. That was just, and that's usually a good color up harbor too.
And that would be something I'd throw up river too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell you that Storm. I don't remember if it's the number one selling lure in the store. Literally, we're selling dozens of these things a week. We're ordering them 60. Yeah. Like 144 lures at a time, and barely able to keep them till we can get another. Yep. We're running out before we get our next order. And I can't remember if it's a kicking or a twitching or whatever. It's a Storm lure all the way over in the corner.
Because the name doesn't make sense. It's a twitching stick.
And it's not a twitching
stick.
That's
not a twitching stick.
It's a crankbait.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously named. It's
$6. Your 19 MR, that's a twitching stick.
Yes.
Something along that lines.
It's just ridiculous. It's the wrong lure. It's just a little crankbait, and it catches everything.
Yeah, it's been ridiculous. Unbelievable.
Another little crankbait that's working really good, and when people give it a try, they're going to love it, is that Scatter Wrap.
Oh, yeah, the Rapala Scatter Wrap.
Rapala Scatter Wrap is really good.
It's coming on. The two lures, and I think by the end of by this spring, people will know the Scatter Wrap is the bomb.
Yeah, Scatter Wrap works on bass. It works on snook. Snook just destroy it.
Yeah.
Now, is that the one that's got the metal canister?
No. This is the one with that crazy lip, and it swims in the middle, then darts to the left, and swims there, and it pulls to the right.
One a try.
Yeah, you don't have to twitch this at all. You can just throw it out and hold your rod tip down. If you're in deep water, hold it high in shallow water.
Dummy
and
lure.
Just reel it, because it goes along like a live fish, and then all of a sudden, for no reason, it'll just veer off and just turn to the left or turn to the right, and then straighten right back out.
Left turn Clyde, boom, and it's over there.
Well,
that and then makes right sense. Turn Clyde.
When was the last time you watched white bait swim 100 yards in a straight line?
Never happens.
No, it doesn't happen.
So, okay, so we're going to boil it down. The Savage Shrimp, the Storm twitching, whatever the hell it is. it sells good. I don't care what it's called. And the new Rapala
Scatter Wrap.
Scatter Wrap. Okay, so anyway, there's three for you to go with, and you've always got the 17MR and the Zara Spook. But we're going to let these guys go. They both got charters today, and we got to get them out of here. So, producer, fire up the music. And this is Fish and Frank. Across from me is Captain Kale. And to my right is Cap Morris Campbell. And thank you so much, guys, for helping me out in radio fishing.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys. Fish, 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 fish. Boy, I'm going fishing.